adjourn.
You are now out of executive session and back in open session, Tuesday, November 21st.
I'd like to move to direct Gary Dellinger to proceed as discussed in executive session.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Roger.
Aye.
Andy.
Yes.
Roy.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Angie.
Yes. And the last thing on the agenda tonight is the Bounders Crab Shack lease, mortgage renewal.
All right, so the court has a problem deciding is it going to be a mortgage license or is it going to be a lease? So we need the board's decision which way to go.
Or should it even be there?
Or should it be, yeah. I think his license, his current mortgage license ends December 31st. So that's why, I mean, we send out these notices several months in advance, renew them. So that's why we're kind of, that's why we're hitting this issue now for a couple months from now. So
I think it's a business and would love to have him as a tenant down there. Maybe just not on our docks that are falling apart. I'd like to find a place to put him in the fort.
It's his dock. We don't own the dock.
Not that I'm aware of. I think it's a port dock. Mm-hmm. He's just leasing it just like a mortgage.
Yeah.
No, I think
it's a mortgage lease. He bought the business, from what I understand, but he didn't buy the dock.
Well, I thought that dock was... It's changed sizes too, since he bought.
Because he added something.
They
to
added
dock.
One.
Yeah.
Northern section.
Yeah.
I would like to hear from legal counsel on issues of our liability versus regarding his waste practice, unless Gary's prepared to advise us on those, and whatever else is necessary for him to be legal. Are there Oregon State Marine Board issues with what he's doing?
It's clearly illegal to dump waste into the harbor.
So fish waste?
It's fish waste or his chemicals that he's using for his processing, cooking, doing whatever else. He can't put that stuff in a harbor. It has to go into the sewer system. And we don't have a sewer system set up there. And we don't have a sewer system really set up anywhere in that vicinity, except for in the shop where we have a restroom. I guess that could be a closest place. But
I hate to interrupt you, but even if he's were to carry it uphill and drop it in the manhole, he'd get a system development charge from Harper Sand.
Don't do that. Don't dump anything in the manhole.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, if it entered,
I got in trouble already.
If
don't do that.
If by some means he were to be putting his waste into the sanitary system, he'd have to deal with them.
Absolutely.
One way, however,
so
it got there.
Just to educate myself, what's the difference between BC Fisheries putting stuff into the harbor versus that?
BC Fisheries,
we don't know.
They have a DEQ permit. They're allowed to do that. They went through the permit process. As far as I know, there's no permit from that business doing what he's doing. So,
it would be our job to find out if there's a permit necessary, and then have the health department come down.
I can tell you there is a permit necessary.
All right. Well, my question is it up to us? The question I would ask legal counsel actually goes right to Roy's point. Is that our responsibility to enforce, or is that none of our concern? That would be my first
question. It is the court's responsibility to have a clean harbor.
Okay. Then in that case, I'll just state very clearly, I'm for the type of business, any business that is getting local seafood into the market is, and our catch is what I want to see happening, but he has to be legal.
To expand on that, the experience of somebody to be able to come down to the harbor and go to a boat and get a product that was caught here locally, that's one of the that definitely draws people to the harbor, from considerable.
Absolutely.
That's the way. Is there, so I think we need to help, I think the port does have a responsibility to help find a solution, and we don't have to necessarily pay for it, but a solution to help that business still exist there.
Like maybe a place to move him on port property is what I was thinking.
Well, I think it's kind of neat to go down to the dock. It's a kind of a cool thing. And so I wouldn't, I think it's up to him to bring us a proposal how he's going to be legal and what he wants to do. We can be open to a move if that's what he wants to do. But I think this is a good time to point out that, we just say he needs to show us his permit. We shouldn't be assuming he doesn't have one or does have one. We should say, before we renew the lease, we want to check your permits. We want to, so do you have a discharge permit? And
with DEQ?
And so if he has the required permit, or he comes back and shows that he doesn't need it for some reason, he's too small or whatever, then, but let him, like any other tenant, we would just say, we need to.
Just like asking for insurance.
Yeah. And then as far as the dock issue, so you feel he's damaging the dock, you said?
Or? Yeah, the main dock is tilted because of the extra weight. So he is putting extra stress on that main dock.
So
I just don't think it's very well designed. I mean, it was put there, and it's on old docks already. I don't know how many years it's been sitting here, but.
It's been there since 95, I know that.
So Gary, let me ask you this. There's an expense of doing business in any business. If I'm a framer and I'm hammering nails all day long, I'm gonna wear out my hammer. I'm gonna have to buy a new hammer sooner or later. I mean, it's just the way it is. I'm wearing my hammer out. The price of doing business in a port with old docks, they're older than 40 years old, they're worn out way before he put that crab shack there. So now we're saying, okay, it's killing infrastructure. Okay, he's got a little bit of power and he's got a 1-inch water line to that dock. That's all he's got. If either of them broke, it wouldn't cost $500 to fix either one of them. If and when we get the money to put new docks there, then we could put new docks there and we could redesign his float station behind there. But I am not gonna say that Bounder's Crab Shack's gonna go anywhere. I'm not gonna vote for that. Ain't happening.
Well, I think he needs to, if he does stay, he needs to
prove he's legal.
And pay
absolutely.
For electricity.
And absolutely, and that's what Gary's good about, is taking to the board and showing us where our liabilities lay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if he can't become legal, according to state or federal regulations or port regulations, then that's on him. But to start making all these, our whole port's failing. I mean, we might as well put it all in a gunny sack, take it downtown to the dump somewhere, and start over. But we can't because we don't have the money. We all know that. And to see those families come down there, not only crab season, when Bounder comes in, and his characters, a crew pulling there in his boat, they're unloading the crab right off the boat that caught that day, right into the saltwater fish totes that are over there. He also sells live fish all year long, ling cod, greenling, blues, blacks, whatever they're allowed to catch on their nearest shore fisheries permit. So he's kind of a year-round full-time business that people come from all over the state.
Well, I don't think anyone's disputing that we don't want him there.
Right, I'm just saying.
I think
we need to be protected. And we need.
Well, and that's what Gary's done. He's laid out the liabilities that the port could be liability for. So you take to this business here. Here's what you need to bring back and give to the port to do business.
So the other boat that sells crab, does he cook them as well, or does he just sell live crab and cook
live
them?
Live only.
John Terabesi?
Yes.
No, they cook on the. I've bought them cooked off a boat.
Yeah. West cooking, you're not allowed to cook on your vessels in this port.
Okay, so he stopped.
Was he cooking?
Yeah, he was cooking.
Oh, he's always
cooking. Okay, so just for clarification, so when a boat has a permit, we give permits to sell off the boat. But they clean outside of the boat basin. That waste is not entering the boat basin.
They are supposed to.
Okay.
Yes.
But unless we catch them, they're cleaning at sea and bringing it in and not cooking, and there's no waste. They're not discharging.
It's how they're disposing of it. They can't clean it until they get to the
boat. They can't clean it before they get to
the boat. Right. The tuna boats clean their tuna on the docks, on a stainless steel table. They dump them back in the trash can, put them back on the boat, and they go dump their carcasses daily at, what is it, 4 or 6 miles? Yeah. Whatever.
That's what they're supposed to, 3 miles.
But you can also fish, carcasses can be returned to the body of water where they were caught. It says that right in the Fish and Wildlife Regulations. But so in Winchester Bay and in Bandon and Charleston, there are businesses, real small, like a little kiosk thing, where they boil the crab in the parking lot, basically. So that could be that could be first something that could benefit the other boat that sells it, and allow Bounders to keep selling it, and try to establish one of them as a business with a ground lease in the parking lot somewhere where they're doing the cooking there. And then disposing of the shells. And then the big issue is, how do you dispose of the water that they cooked it in?
Right. And I wouldn't be opposed to charging Bounder a lease instead of a moorage renewal. I mean, that would totally make more sense.
Well, the lease makes more sense, because then you're making him follow the regulations.
Right.
It's got to follow for a business. So right now it's just a lease. A mortgage license, and we're not requiring them to follow anything.
We lease other dock space. I don't see why this isn't a lease. It's certainly not a mortgage.
No.
So would we allow mortgage customers, however, to throw trash in our dumpsters?
Well, we do.
I think we
do. And do we have some of them throwing fish guts in our dumpsters or fish waste?
The simplest way for him to get rid of the stuff is going to be to have a barrel on his boat that he keeps the water that he cooks the crab in. And he has another barrel that he keeps the shells. And when he goes back out to check his pots, when he's beyond 3 miles, he dumps it.
So then he doesn't need any permits, because he has no waste in the harbor.
If he doesn't dump his cooking water.
Yeah, that's what Andy's saying. You take it all out to sea and put it back where it came from. And so he's got seawater, he's boiled some crab in it, but crab he can return to where he caught it, and seawater is seawater. So, I
think that's very reasonable in the port to give them that. That's your option to be able to continue your business down there. And then the dock lease.
So we just say no discharges into harbor.
Yeah. Which is we cite the state or federal rule that says they can't do that. But then we're also, we're not just like flat putting them out of business. We're telling them here's a viable solution to that. That isn't gonna.
I don't know if I want to tell them how to do it. He's not allowed to dump in the harbor. And however he gets around, hopefully he does.
Well. So we offer him a lease that says no discharges into harbor. He says, huh? And, informally you can say, well, the board thinks you can haul it back.
Come back in a tote and take him out, to him.
And then electricity, I think we should add a flat charge. I don't think he uses a huge amount. His cookers are propane, right?
Mm-hmm. He's got some circulation pumps there.
So I think we should just take a reasonable guess. I think, like, I can run a hot tub for about $30 a month, and that's a circulation pump plus heating. He's maybe has some lighting or cash register or something, $100 a month on top of our standard rate.
Actually, what is the rate? I mean, this is kind of a unique thing. What kind of... by square footage?
Dock rate.
What's the overwater dock rate for the unloading docks?
63 cents a square foot.
And how many square feet does he have?
I think we look at what, how many square feet of dock he's using, plus in addition to his, because the only thing he's paying is his mortgage, right? Which he needs to renew anyway.
Well, his mortgage, for his vessel, he's paying mortgage, but...
So it's for the dock then?
Yeah, he's paying mortgage for the dock.
He's paying, currently he has a mortgage lease for that dock, which is like $1,600 a year. So,
for the crab shack, though.
For the crab shack, yeah.
Which is, you know, we have to...
I'm assuming 60, whatever.
Well, so he's leasing over water, but he has structures and a business situated over water. Do we have that situation elsewhere?
No.
All right, so this is a unique situation. He's paying $1,600 a month?
No, a year. I think
a year.
Oh.
Right.
He's paying $1,600 a year.
Oh, no.
And a boat... That's what a boat would pay.
So yes. What's his square footage?
Well, I don't know what it is. It says it's 6 by 24, but it's bigger than that. 8 by 32.
All right, hang on.
Probably.
250 a month, 3,000.
8 by 32.
Something didn't go right.
The other thing I don't like about it is he pays the same amount as the church as I do for my boat. That's ridiculous. He has all them people walking down. Some of them are not in very good shape sometimes. They go down by crab. Well, down a ramp.
Speaking of the ramp, I mean, the ramp is another issue that we need to fix anyways. I mean, the ramp's our responsibility, and it needs a new surface, and you guys already know I'm working on that, so that should get done probably sooner than later, the new surface on the ramp.
0.63?
What's that?
The dock rate over water is 0.63 or 0.67?
0.63.
Right.
You didn't fall.
Yeah.
Let's try to wrap this up in the next
couple minutes. So 80 by 32 is about 2,500 square feet, and times 0.63, it's $1,612 a month.
Sounds good to me.
That doesn't sound right.
Doesn't sound right.
Oh, you got a decimal off.
Yeah.
80 times 32 is
8 by 32.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the error. So that's 256 a month then.
So that's 3,000 a year. And that's $1,000 more than he's paying now.
And plus, we haven't even added the $100 for electricity.
And we haven't told him how much insurance he has to carry.
Just like any other lease tenant.
Yeah, it wouldn't be any different.
More.
I think we have to be a little careful on a sudden rate increase on a tenant. You know, we obviously need to get more money from that tenant that's fair and comparable to what other tenants pay, but you know, we need to avoid the shock of all at once.
Get her into crab shack about like cut trees and slide apart.
So we've given Gary
maybe just the 0.63 and not extra for the electricity. That raises him $1,000 a year.
That's how a piece of property I own works. I just pay a flat rate.
Wasn't there an issue between him
Gary, was there an issue?
Yeah, but that's between them personally.
We don't want to get involved in people's.
Yeah, just okay. And I think that's been resolved.
Is the other boat paying insurance?
He has a vendor is paying his $100 vendor selling thing. But that's all the port requires. Pay for $100, and then they can do it for a year.
Then they got to buy the permit from the state too.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, they have to agree.
There's the which I think is kind of expensive, but you know that's not.
They got to pay a poundage fee to boot.
Yeah.
The Bounders people have a boat.
What's that?
Bounders has a boat.
Oh yeah.
So they could sell from their boat if they wanted to. If they don't want to have a crab shack on the dock.
But they can't cook them then. Right.
Right. The whole thing about cooking and, you know, letting a family sit down at the picnic table where they added that extra, you know, eat their crab with the seagulls and all the chuck that goes with it.
Right. So, I mean, we're giving him extra value.
We need him.
He's
But that's one thing Russell says, he has to charge more because he has to pay more for his space he's using. He charges $1 more a pound for crab than Bounders does.
Okay, we're getting off track here.
We need a motion to...
Yes.
So...
To direct Gary to renew the lease.
Change it to a lease.
To come up with a lease based on a tenant lease versus a mortgage lease.
Right, and then present this lease to the board, because the board needs to review this.
I'll make a motion that the port staff work with Bounders to develop a lease to present to the board at the, hopefully the next meeting before crab season. Based on the dock rate, the 0.67?
0.63, I think we decided.
0.6.
Whatever it is.
63 cents.
Yeah, and the insurance requirements and the lease talks about the state laws pertaining to the waste water and product inside the harbor.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Roger.
Aye.
Andy.
Yes.
Jan.
Yes.
Roy.
Yes.
Angie.
Yes.
I wanted to ask a question, but she adjourned.
It's 10 o'clock. I've been going since 3:30.
I'm sending the port of Brookings Harbor a bill for my time today.
So what's your frustration? You were saying
that. My frustration.
My frustration.
If I wanted to go downtown and get a piece of property,
we don't pay for our, we don't
I'd say 10 Patterson
water property.
I know where you're going.
I'd sit down with 10 Patterson and work something out.
But to go down to water,
no, I would. I don't go down to water.
It's the open meeting.
It's just for travel. It's just.
I mean, the guys at work.
Russ,
Texan.
Where you started that?
And I don't tell them about the water.
Sure. Is that my river? I'm going to be out of Seven Ridge. I'm up on the hill.
The front part of that building, Jack. He's got his fish here in his front part. This is a middle part or a back part. This is all Ted would lease him for like 3 years. He was 3 years trying to get that second
I'm getting
half
my
out here. Now he wants to get more this way.
And right now,
and this
no way,
charged.
It's like. The other, but if we want
I
to get our information.
You know,
it's just,
I don't understand why I
get our major problem. It's not my God, that's I'm wide awake now. There's one line going out.
Usually I'm in bed by 8 o'clock.
Sure. You could have closed.
There's no way to turn it back in so that we can have next time.
All I was trying to say is
I said, I usually throw them away, but you do it with the furniture.
Yeah.
Oh, so I don't like this.
That's all right.
Yeah,